Let's talk a little bit about the part of the conference. It's nonviolence in the Islamic traditions. What's your first exposure to the idea of nonviolence? And I assume it's somehow relevant to your work with all of these refugees who've had to come from Somalia, flee from Somalia during the civil war. Violence, nonviolence, Islamic tradition, and maybe just your family life. What's the relationship?
Yeah, I think it's very important, and it's really timely conference because of the voice of violence and extremism that has taken over many parts of the Muslim world, and some extremist organizations that are using violence and terror as a weapon of political advancement of their causes. And sadly, they have hijacked the religion of Islam. So I feel as a Muslim, and I really give credit to the organizers of this conference. And I must say I'm really blessed sometimes to live in the U.S. and see the diversity of opinions and how, regardless of the pressure that we feel sometimes as Muslims, again, there are many allies, there are many friends, there are many people who reason and are able to separate between the extremists and the ordinary Muslims who are here to make a living. To me, as a Muslim, I feel it's a duty that we explain what the true teachings of Islam are, what the Quran says about violence, what the outcome of somebody who engages in violence is. And then again, also to separate also the extremist views from the mainstream Muslim voices. And again, also seeing the destruction that the violence and war has brought to many parts of the Muslim world, like Somalia, for example, the prime example. We've been at war for over 20 years now. All we have seen is destruction. The city of Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia, is complete ruin. So many people have lost their lives. And then again, also extremists like those who attacked the United States in 2001, also it's another tragedy that has befallen the whole of humanity. And one thing that we need to understand is that terrorists or groups like Al-Qaeda or Al-Shabaab in Somalia do not care whether one is Muslim or Christian or Jew, they will attack, I mean, regardless of for their own purposes. So I think it makes sense that peace-loving, sensible people of the world come together, hold hands, do not give the extremists a voice, expose their ideology and their, you know, what they're doing is wrong by all human standards. So I think it's really relevant as Muslims. We need this perspective to be heard. And probably it will come later in our discussion, but again, the recent congressional hearings, the Muslims always feeling, you know, under pressure, under scrutiny, you know, being the victims of Al-Qaeda and like-minded groups. And so I think this gives us a forum to explain and for some Americans also to hear and, you know, listen to one another in a calm way.